This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues. If you don't
real
want
facts.
To hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I got a great evening in store for you. We'll see how you feel about it. How do you like that? Hey, at the end of the first break here, Dale Bellis is going to join us. He's the executive director for Liberty Health Share. It's an option around, I mean, if you really hate the affordable health care, the Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. I call it the Obama failure care. Or fail to care. How do you like that? There we go. The Obama Fail to Care Act. If you really hate that, we've got an opportunity. We've got a way for you to get around it, a way for you to legally get around it. And actually, it'll work for you. You got to hear how this works because I was confused with it the first couple of times. I don't want to say a scam. When I don't understand them, they're very hard for me to get behind. So I kind of let it out slowly as I got calls from people who said they called the company and found out that they were on the up and up. There was no hard sell. They explained what it was, and it's working for them. Maybe you should do the same thing. Give them a call. Again, we are very transparent on the show. He is one of the sponsors. But you look around, there are dozens of health share plans out there. Okay? And this one here, as far as I'm concerned, from what I've seen, is the one you should. It's just like the gold guy we have, right? The Capital Gold Group. I mean, and I'll have David. David will be on the show here soon too. Another one. You know, there's all these gold guys that are out there. They're buying time on radio stations. They're buying time on radio shows, and it's not all of them. I'm not going to paint with a brush like that. But there's a lot of scams going out there with gold. Okay, the fellow that I have on the show, I've already got positive feedback. There's no hard sell with him. He explains it to you, and I get the feeling, because you can ask anybody a question, right? They're going to say, oh, yeah, sure, I wouldn't screw anybody. I get the feeling, though, if you really felt like you had no clues to what you were doing, that you really didn't understand what he was saying, I don't think he'd sell to you. You should try it. See if I'm telling you the truth. Now, you know here on this show, I've been giving you, time after time, I give you the employment stats, or unemployment stats, or overemployment stats, which I haven't given those out for a long time, right? Overemployment stats, anyway. So, when I give you the stats, I have a couple of you keep sending me stuff, going, you know, saying, yeah, sure, Joe, whatever, you know, just a bunch of malarkey. And you can imagine who it comes from, right? Yeah, who I get those from. And they never, ever want to give in to the fact that look, the economy is not where it needs to be. We've got people leaving California like crazy. We've got companies leaving California like crazy. And you know what the Democrat administration says here? You know, Jerry Brown looms. That's all right. We've got all the companies moving in. Don't worry about the jobs we lose because we've got other companies moving in, filling those slots. It's not true. It's just not true. And they'll tell you that the sales tax, you know, is proof that we've got revenue coming in, so therefore we're doing well and the budget is balanced. It's all a bunch of hooey. You know, if you keep hiking up the sales tax, if you keep hiking up taxes and the revenues come in, you can't just base it on that. Show us how much you've hiked up the taxes to get revenues to come in, to cover for those companies that you've lost. Not to mention all the unfunded mandates you've pushed down on counties and cities and school boards. Right? When you push all that stuff down, what do you expect to happen? When you no longer have to pay it out of the coffers right there, what do you expect to happen? You know what I'm saying? It's very frustrating when people won't pay attention. You know, it's funny how Pelosi alluded to this, but nobody jumped on it, really. She stopped calling them blue-collar workers. Now she calls them low-information voters. And because they're low-information voters, they're going to the Republican Party because they're stupid is what she's saying. So the same blue-collar workers that she was feeling so sorry for, that she wanted to help out, that she was going to make a better life for, well, now that they've done the Republican Party, they must be flaming idiots, and they don't deserve her help anymore. Wow, how American of her, huh? And again, as I started to go down the road and got sidetracked, as I always do, there's been 100-plus jobs gone, and more going away. Right, you know, HP, the big tech company, Cisco, they've been laying off people forever, but little pieces here and little chunks there and little divisions here. So if the economy was doing so well, then why aren't there more tech jobs? And some of these jobs, let's be honest about this, okay? Some of the jobs, they're being replaced by foreigners. You won't hear that. I was in that business 20 years. And not that we saw it with red flags coming. But we saw it. We saw a lot of people. I worked for one company that was bringing in 20, 30, 40 Indians a month. Right? Putting them 8, 9, 10 in a room. Seriously, no joke. And they had to work to earn their citizenship or their whatever it was, their legal residence in the country. So in the last 12 months, Hewlett-Packard laid off 30,000 people. Intel laid off 12,000. Dell laid off 10. Microsoft, 78. Seagate Technologies makes a little hard drives and stuff like that. 6,500. Cisco, 5,500. And those are just the big ones, right? Now, Cisco's talking about they're not going to stop until they hit 14,000 at least. Now, tell me everything is fine. No, come on, really, seriously. So don't tell me, because again, where it's at is in technology, right? That's where you're going to see everything coming. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. You're going to, you know, again, you want to learn about healthcare? How to get around the ACA? Then stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University.
To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you can head over to the website, therealside.com. We've got a live chat room. There are smarter people than I in that chat room. I'm telling you, I wouldn't lie to you, right? If you see their conversation, you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? I don't want to wait. I want to bring them right on now. I usually set things up, but I'm not going to set up anything. Rick Green joins me. He's an author, speaker. Also with David Barton at Wall Builders, and he's the founder of Patriot Academy. Rick, I haven't had you on in a long time. I love when you're around.
Joe, been way too long, my brother. I miss you, Brian. Hope things are going well.
I was so excited, and I know this is probably isn't the right thing to bring up, but when you were running for Supreme Court in Texas, okay, I kept going,
yeah.
I may know a Supreme Court justice here soon, you know? I've got an in
yeah,
Texas.
You could be like my other friends and say my almost Supreme Court.
Well,
friend.
We'll get them next time. I'm telling you. Anyway, Patriot Academy. Before we get into our conversation, I want you to tell people about Patriot Academy and how they can help you, because I was just telling people how great it was a few minutes ago.
Absolutely, bro. In fact, I just got finished with our first academy in Florida. As you know, we started in Texas 15 years ago, kind of the flagship, and I actually started it while I was in the legislature, frustrated that my fellow state reps and senators would, you know, claim to be a conservative, run around campaigning as conservatives, and get in office and do the exact opposite. And finally decided, look, I got to work on the next generation. We've got to raise up a remnant that gets it, that's well-grounded, that not only has the right values, but they know how to win. So we designed this program to both teach the right values, the Founding Fathers' philosophy and constitutional governance, but also teach them the skills they need to be good public speakers, to learn how to campaign, to learn how to work the process well, and be able to actually pass the legislation, not just pound the bullet pulpit. And the results have been outstanding. We've got graduates now that are running presidential PACs, that are serving in state legislatures across the country,
wow,
that are chiefs of staff and legislative aides and actual state reps and all that, you know, you name it, man. They're making movies and television shows. They're pastors. They're business leaders. So it's been exciting. But we started about, I guess, 4 years ago, branching out and doing some regional academies across the country. So now we do one in the Northwest, up in Idaho, and the Southwest, and in Arizona. We started Delaware a few years ago in the Northeast, believe it or not. And this week, first one in Florida, and had a great time at their capital this week. And I'll tell you, Joe, you need to come just so it'll encourage you, man, so you can see some hope, because I know you do what you do, and I mean, we're in the same boat, and it's easy to get down when you see how crazy these current public servants are. You need to see what's coming with these kids, because it'll be hanging on, man.
Man, I hope you're right. I went to an event this weekend. There were a whole bunch of young people there. I was very encouraged. I was very upbeat until I found out about 90% of them were Dems. And they weren't just Dems. They were, the way they were talking, they definitely were Bernie socialist Dems, and go, my God, kids don't understand what socialism is all about. You just don't get it. It was quite scary for me, anyhow. You know.
It is, well, you and me both, man, watching these rallies and, you know, stadiums being filled with people screaming for socialism, and so many of them so young. But, you know, Joe, I mean, let's be fair. They've been lied to their whole lives. They've been brought up in a school system that frankly celebrates socialism and demeans any form of free market capitalism and lies to them about the 80s and the tax cuts and everything else. I mean, you know this. You talk about it as well. And so these kids are a product of their culture and what they've been told. Their media and their entertainment, you know, basically tears down anybody that's successful in business and makes them look like cheats and frauds. And so, you know, our job is to bring the truth. And if we get the truth in front of these kids, they're smart, they're rational, and they begin to understand it. And frankly, part of what we do at Patriot Academy, we look at it as kind of going after the tip of the spear, the Navy SEALs of thought, if you will, kind of the leaders
of
the next generation. If we can get them, then they can win over the next generation over the next couple of decades. We really train the cream of the crop and go after the best of the best and do our best to prepare them to then win over the culture.
Yeah, I like that. You know, last time we really had a conversation, we talked a lot before Obama got elected the second time. And I remember you saying that, you know, he couldn't get elected. You know, look what was going on. And I kept saying, no, people are too dull. They're not getting it. They don't understand. And then when you come on after you won, one of the things you said to me is, I just didn't really understand how little information people had, how little people were paying attention. Rick, I don't think it's changed. I don't think it's changed from the day he was elected. You know, look at 2014, the Republicans took it, but the Republicans aren't paying attention to the people either. So I what is it going to change? We could change out 80% of the Congress right now, but I don't see us doing it because we're too distracted. What do you think?
I don't disagree with you there, man. I really don't. I think, I felt like I'd been sucker punched in 2012, like we talked about then. You know, in a way, we both kind of could see it coming because we knew most people didn't know what he was, and if you weren't watching Fox News, you didn't know he was a socialist. And in 2012, everybody knew exactly what he was. They had 4 years of him, and yet they reelected him, and I was in shock. I mean, I really, really.
I know. It was a gut punch.
It was, totally. And I think you're right. I think we're still there. And that's why I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I don't say that to depress your listeners.
Thank you.
We've got to be realistic. We can't stop the bleeding if we don't assess the patient, right?
Well, speaking of what can stop the bleeding, look, the Constitution, you've always held it in high esteem, and so have I. I'm not so sure that the current, I won't say the current generation or the current group, but America as a whole doesn't see the Constitution anymore as something relevant for today. I mean, there are a bunch of us that do, but you have to admit that the bigger majority doesn't see the Constitution as something we absolutely, positively have to adhere to. Doesn't that scare you? I mean, look what the Supreme Court, the rulings they come down with. I mean, it scares me.
It does, and it's, again, part of that being lied to. You know, they have grown up in and now been subject to really 50 years, our culture has, of the court making law for 300 million people. And I think, you know, they kind of believed, because everybody still, when you just say, do you respect the Constitution and do you think public servants should, you know, the polling shows absolutely they do. The problem is that they've actually believed the lie when these justices and congressmen say, well, we're following the Constitution, and the Constitution says we can do X, Y, and Z. And since the people that are hearing that don't know what the Constitution says and don't realize it doesn't say X, Y, and Z, we're buying the lie. So right now, as you and I have talked about, we don't live under the Constitution. We live under the Constitution. We live under this court-created concoction that these unelected, I mean, I'm thinking about the decision from the weekend, and I'm going, once again, we have these five unelected lawyers that will never, ever be held accountable. I mean, let's think about that. We put people in power that will never have to answer for what they're doing, ever. And we're going to let them make law for us? We're going to let them decide what the safety standards ought to be when a woman goes in for an abortion in the state of Texas, instead of letting Texas legislators and health officials decide what those safety standards ought to be? I mean, I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. You ought to be worried about the fact that unelected, unaccountable, never will have to answer for what they're doing. People are making the laws for you. That is tyrannical government. I don't care if it's in Rhodes.
We got to go for a quick break because we believe in capitalism around here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Rick Green joins me from, he's the founder of Patriot Academy with Wall Builders. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Green joins me. He's an author, a speaker. He's also worked with David Barton over at Wall Builders and the founder of Patriot Academy. And we're going to put up information on Patriot Academy later on. You got to go over it. You got to visit. And you got to support it. These, you know, you guys scream about our young people. You're going to get me wound up. You guys scream about our young people all the time, about what they're doing, about how they don't get engaged. About. Let me tell you what. If they get engaged with Patriot Academy, if he can reach out to them, if he has the resources he needs to reach out to them, guess what? We can turn on some young people, and just maybe we can make a change. Maybe, you know, if there are anybody's hands that can make a difference, Rick Green can make a difference. Rick, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Hey, man, glad to be with you, and appreciate what you're saying, because you're exactly right. I mean, everybody loves to complain about how bad things are and, you know, what's happening in Washington. But one of the best things you can do is invest in the next generation, because as I said in our first segment together, it's going to get worse before it gets better, and we have to raise up a generation that knows how to pick up the pieces of rubble and rebuild. I mean, we need a generation of Reagans that can do what Reagan did after the horrible policies of Carter and, frankly, of Ford and Nixon as well, how he was able to pick up those pieces and rebuild because he understood the principles. That's the thing. The principles don't change. The principles work. When you put founding principles back in place, when you put those timeless principles of liberty in place, they work every single time they're tried, and that's what we got to restore it with. And you can't do that if you don't raise up leaders that understand them, that know how they work, and that will fight for them and die for them, whatever it takes. They've got the backbone to make a freight train, take a dirt road. That's the kind of leaders we need. That's the kind of leaders we're raising up to Patriot Academy.
God bless you. I think that's wonderful. You were starting your rant on how we have more than five, but we have five unelected lawyers sitting on that board up on the Supreme Court, making decisions for states and what have you. And how they recently reversed the Texas law about, you know, the doctors having to have relationships with local hospitals and that kind of thing. And they said it was just, basically they said it was just a way for you guys to stop abortion, which may or may not be true, but you know what? There's a safety factor in it that they totally ignored. But you hit it. Five unelected people that in essence are making laws. But you and I talked about this years ago where I said, it's amazing to me that these guys can read the Constitution, all nine of them, and we get a 5-4 split. Okay, I can see 7-2. I can even see, you know, 8-1 because somebody doesn't quite get it. But when we keep getting a 5-4 split, it's no longer the Constitution being interpreted. It's political games, is it not?
No question about it. And that's part of the problem. I mean, you watch these decisions, and they pontificate about what some judge said a year ago, about what some other judge said 5 years ago, about what some other judge said. That's not the way law is supposed to be made. We've totally turned this thing on its head. the Constitution, the whole idea of being a constitutional republic and not a democracy and not even, frankly, just a pure republic, a constitutional republic is exactly the right. That's what the founders designed it that way, because it gives us something concrete that doesn't change unless a vast majority of the country wants it to change. Now, did the Constitution need to change? Yeah, it changed. We've got 27 amendments for good reason. There are times to do that. But when five unelected lawyers are changing it on a daily basis, it's exactly what Jefferson said it would be. It's wax in their hands, and we no longer even know what our laws are. We have to wait for them to decide. That is not how this design should have worked. And that's kind of the way we need to talk to people about it is, look, whether you're a fan of the Constitution as it was written or not, surely you're not a fan of five unelected people running your life and never having to account for it. And that's what we're dealing with now. So we need to get the power back into the legislative branch at the federal level and back to the states in terms of the vertical separation of powers and actually limit what the federal government can do in the first place. If we would limit them and we would limit the court and let the states decide, you know, if you folks in California want to do crazy stuff, fine. If we folks in Texas want to do what you think is crazy, fine. Yep. Let's let the states once again be those laboratories of liberty and let them make decisions on their own and then let people vote with their feet. That's how the founders designed it. And I think that's the only thing we're going to get the vast majority of the country to agree upon is that, hey, we just don't need this handful of people in D.C. running a country this big. We need to get the power back to the states and only have the feds doing what they were originally designed to do, basically national defense and deliver the mail. And they don't even have to deliver the mail anymore because we got FedEx and UPS to handle it better than them.
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too. I've had these arguments with people, and the Dems are on this, and they've been for years, but they're really pushing hard to, and basically saying, look, this, it was never meant for the states to have their own rights. The feds were supposed to lay down the law. I'm going, no, that's backwards. What history class did you go to? The states were always supposed to be able to govern themselves, right? Wasn't that what they wanted?
No doubt about it. And obviously, some basic rights that every American would have in terms of due process and life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness and all, no question, we want those to be across the board in every state. But then each state has to decide how to apply that, how far that goes, whether all these questions that the feds are deciding, like marriage and what kind of health and safety standards we're going to have at abortion clinics and how your school's going to work and what kind of education. I mean, none of that stuff should ever have been decided at the federal level. Those should all be handled at the state level. For the feds to say that we're going to let cities take away property from people because of a developer will produce more tax dollars for them. I mean, get the feds out of your backyard, out of your community, and let your state set that policy. And you'll get, most of it will be uniform across the country. Some states will try something out a little bit different, see how the people respond. I mean, that I would think people would be open to that, whether they're liberal or conservative, just from a sense of freedom and liberty and letting people decide on their own. I mean, that's what everybody keeps saying. Hey, let me be who I am and let me, let people do what they want. Well, exactly. Get the feds out of it and let each state decide. But then some communities are going to say there's some things we don't want in our community. And frankly, I mean, even the whole pot debate is going to turn into this state-by-state kind of deal. Don't force it on me like you're forcing gay marriage and some of these other things on my state. Let my state decide how they want to live and let your state decide how they want.
Isn't it interesting, though, how, marijuana is federally illegal, right? It's a federal law that makes it illegal to use it, to sell it, whatever. And they're totally ignoring it. They're not doing anything to enforce that law, are they?
No, and that's what happens when you let the president decide which law he wants to enforce. He's supposed to be the one, the whole idea behind the executing the law and actually applying the law and making the agencies enforce the law. That's the job of the president. Now, I will say the president does have some leeway in terms of how things are enforced, but when you completely ignore what the feds have the Congress has said is the law of the land, and the courts have held that it is constitutional, and you basically got three out of three branches saying, yes, we got to do this, and all of a sudden the president comes along and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to write my own immigration law. I'm not going to enforce the immigration law that you guys passed and that is the law of the land passed by the elected representatives of the government. I'm going to do it on my own. Or I don't like your welfare to work law that you passed and that even a Democrat president signed into law. I'm going to rewrite it myself because I got a phone in a fence. And you talk about tyranny and a government out of control, and nobody stops it. Well, I shouldn't say that. The court has blacked out a couple.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't stop him. Rick, I wrote a whole piece around that, how he really feels himself so far above the law that even when the Supreme Court tells him, you can't do this, he goes out and he does it again. And my joke has always been, who's going to put handcuffs on this man? Seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you're exactly right. Because part of it is, while you do have some members of the court, in fact, a couple of times it's been 8-0 decisions slapping him down, but Congress is the one that has to step up and say, we're defunding the money in this department that you're using to violate the laws that we wrote. We're defunding this, or frankly, impeachment. I mean, I know people say, oh, that's, you know, you're going to impeachment is a recall election. That's all it is. We ought to be doing that with judges, recalling judges to get outside of their power. Just like, I mean, why would you recall a governor or a state rep or whoever? When you got a recall election, why do you do it? You do it because they're abusing their power or they're ignoring what they were supposed to do. We ought to be doing that with judges. And frankly, sometimes you got to do it with a president, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Decided that he can make law on his own.
You know, the other thing that we've talked about, I hear people talk about delegates and how many delegates they won and this, that, and the other thing. I go, look, guys, the reason this delegate thing is so screwed up is we've screwed it up. It was never meant to be winner-take-all. It kind of wipes out that whole reason why we had the Electoral College. It was to make it even. When you start doing winner-takes-all, you wipe that out. Am I correct on this?
You're talking about in terms of individual states?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole idea of using an electoral college so it would give everybody an equal vote, right? But when you have a state that makes it winner-take-all, you kind of nullify that, do you not, or am I wrong?
No, I think it's fine. I mean, I think you can have a mix. I'm okay. Like right now, and you're talking about in a primary, but in the November with the electoral college itself, almost all states are winner takes all. You got Maine and Nebraska that do allow a breakup of congressional districts. And we've got some conservative friends that are actually pushing for more states to do that. Because
really?
Then you have,
let's hit that on the other side of the break. We got a real quick.
Yeah. You bet.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Rick Green joins me. Don't go far. We're going to talk a lot. Does the Constitution still matter? We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our costs.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's lots going up there. You can check out stations, times, all kinds of fun stuff. Pick up the classic podcast. But you know what? You all know that. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you already know that. I'm going to get right back to my guest. Rick Green joins me today. It's been a while since he's been on, but I'm going to kind of drag him on more often. He's an author and a speaker. He's also a member of the Wall Builders team with David Barton and the founder of Patriot Academy. Rick, thanks for being with me today.
Always good to be with you. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no. I learned in the 45 minutes to an hour that you're on the show, I learned more about history and the Constitution than I learned in my 32 years of school. I was there a long time. They wouldn't let me. They didn't want me to go, apparently. Always a pleasure, though. And again, this stuff is just nuts. I want you to finish up on the Electoral College real quick. And the original intent of that and how that really works to make sure everybody has a fair voice.
Well, I mean, the key was that states would have a voice, that we would have a voice as individuals, but then that was within our state, and then our state would then vote as a whole. That way requires each president to actually campaign across the country, so they can't just stick to the big cities. If you didn't have it like that, then they would only campaign in the big cities, because that's where the mass of the popular vote.
Right.
So it sort of forged that. The founders, it was basically a committee of 11 guys at the Constitution convention that really debated that and went in and said, let's design this thing to where they have to both get a popular vote and get the state. And they even said they knew that there would be times when the president would win with the Electoral College and not win the popular vote, but they called it having a substantial number of the votes. So it didn't have to be a majority as long as they were up there in the top two or three, which is why also why they let the House decide if nobody gets a majority of the Electoral College, let alone the popular vote. If somebody gets a majority of the Electoral College, it's thrown to the House, but it has to be those top three vote-getters in the Electoral College. So I think it's been a pretty good design. I'm not against allowing states to kind of break it up because the Constitution's not against it. It allows each state to decide how they want to do it. And they could do it where if you win a congressional district, you get that one vote in the Electoral College. If you win the state as a whole, you get those two senatorial votes in the Electoral College. And typically that'll, honestly, I'd rather the liberal states do that so we can pick up some of the conservative congressional districts. I don't want my conservative states to do it because then we'll give us, like in Texas, we'd give up Houston and Dallas. Those are going to get the Democrats. So yeah. I like it being winner take all in my state.
Okay.
But I wish, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, the Constitution is totally up to states. Well, each state gets to decide.
Wow, amazing. So the Constitution gives the states autonomy and power to do their own thing. I just can't even imagine.
I'm not so sure the Supreme Court likes that.
Let's talk about Article 5, right? One of the people in the chat room wanted to know about the convention of the states, on a constitutional amendment.
We were talking off air about even original intent and justices that will actually go back and say not just what does the Constitution say, but what did the people that voted for that, either at the Constitutional Convention or the ratification conventions in the states, or if it was an amendment, how Congress voted and what they said, or how the states when they ratified it. Going back and getting inside the minds of the people that wrote it so you know what they meant by it is so important. And Justice Thomas does that and a great job of that. Not many others will do that. But it also applies to even this idea of Article 5. So I went back, because I used to be against any kind of a convention of states or Article 5 convention because I was worried about what would come out of that convention and what might actually end up happening. And then I went back and when I started really studying what the founders said about it and even what George Mason said at the Constitutional Convention, he got up at the end of the convention when they were framing that last part and he said, look, Congress has never, once it gets outside of its bounds, once the federal government grows and becomes beyond the jurisdictional lines that we the people are putting on it right now, they will never move themselves back inside those lines. Once they get outside of their power and start abusing it, they're going to continue. That's the nature of man, right? I mean, and when have you ever heard of somebody giving up power?
Oh, never.
George Washington was the last guy to do that. And so he said, we've got to have a way to push them back inside those lines. We, the people and the state, have to be able to redraw those jurisdictional lines and enforce them. So that's why he put the second option in Article 5. So the first option is Congress votes on an amendment and says, we need to make this change in the Constitution. And then he goes back to the states, and if they agree, then three-fourths of them say yes, then he goes into the Constitution. Same thing can happen if the states get together. And all it is state legislators are the people that they want to send, getting together and saying, look, we need an amendment that says whatever. We want to put the Commerce Clause back the way it was intended. We want to be able to override Supreme Court decisions. There's a lot of good amendments out there that I support. But they come together and they say we want to do that. Well, that doesn't put it in the Constitution. That just means that it can go in the Constitution now, and 38 states have to say yes, which means we only need 13 states to say no. And that safety valve is what actually moved me to the other side on this debate. And part of it is just watching. We've got an ongoing constitutional convention in Washington, D.C. at the Supreme Court building. It never changes. They're changing it on a daily basis, So all the things we're afraid of happening, if a convention of the states got out of hand, everything we're afraid of happening, it's already happening.
I know.
On a daily basis. But this would give us a weapon to stop them with.
I know. It scares me in watching what's been done and the games that have been played in elections, and that kind of stuff. After spending 25 years in computers, I do not want computer voting. That's kind of where my head's at. But anyway.
Oh, I agree with that, too.
Yeah. It's too easy. It's way too easy to change some of that stuff. So somebody wants to know what the difference is between constitutional convention versus a constitution of states.
Well, convention of states is actually the terminology out of our current constitution. So it's actually a convention of the states coming together to propose amendments, not to come up with a totally new constitution. Now, they could try that, but they got to send it back to the state to be approved, and there's no way it'd be approved. So a convention of states is just a meeting of the states where they come together and say, we want to propose the following amendment. And they hash it out, and that amendment, if it's got to be a majority of the states. So, and actually, let me back up. The way this works is each state decides how many people they want to send to this convention. But all those people together only get one vote. So even if California and Texas both decide we're going to send 15 people, we each only get one vote. So those 15 got to decide how that vote's going to be cast. And so if 26 states say yes to an amendment, then it goes back to the individual states, and then the state legislative body in that state will either say yes or say no. And part of what I like about that is if you had a bad amendment come out of that convention, let's say they wanted to get rid of the Second Amendment or some due process, they take away one of our dear due process amendments in the Constitution. If they did that, then Texas would say no. But even if the Senate in Texas said yes, if the House says no, it's dead from Texas. So that's one state down. So you really only need 13 chambers, actually, out of 13 states
wow.
to say no, and you still have that amendment. So it's got to be something really, really good, something that is agreeable by all these state legislators. And I keep saying, Joe, that, you know, liberals and conservatives actually can come together on a lot of these things. This is one of those things they'll come together on because of the self-interest of these legislators. State legislators want the power in the state, not at the federal level. So even though they may not be conservative constitutionalists like you and I are, they, out of their own self-interest, they want the power in their state to be able to make their own decisions. So they're going to support some of these general amendments that guys like Mike Ferris and Mark Levin and Mark Meckler and myself and others are pushing. They're going to support this idea of just reining in the federal government and letting the states decide. And even giving states the power to override Supreme Court decisions. I mean, I think it's 2/3 of the states say that a Supreme Court decision is out of line. They ought to have the power to override.
Hey, that's a great, yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so here's the uncomfortable question. We've got about 2.5 minutes left, right? So
yeah,
I've been screaming. I've not been an endorser here, but I've been screaming for a long time. Is the Republicans keep screaming about the will of the people? The will of the people needs to be followed. The will of the people needs to be carried out. So Trump, for all intents and purposes, he is the will of the people, if you would. And it seems like we're doing everything we can to squelch the will of the people because it's not what the old guard wants. I mean, where are you at with this process and Trump being at the top for the moment?
Yeah, I would say first off that the fact that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are the nominees of the major parties is an indication of how ill our country is. I mean, it really is. It tells you how bad it is.
Yeah.
But that's where we are, and that's our two choices. And I'm like you. I mean, at this point, hey, that's who the Republicans chose. If I have to choose between these two, that, you know, there was a time when I said, I always say you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. I just feel like in this case, I'm having trouble telling which one's the lesser of two evils. But I'm really kidding because there really is a big difference between the two.
Right.
With Hillary, you know you're going to get radical left-wing judges at every level. And with Trump, at least you can roll the dice and hopefully get some good ones and some bad ones. And I've actually been surprised the people he's surrounded himself with. And Joe, you know me. I mean, I was a Ted Cruz guy all the way. I have not supported Trump. I think he's an immoral man. I think he's done some terrible things. But I do believe God can use immoral people because
sure.
He said in the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, you go down the list. And so I think as long as he continues to surround himself with Federalist Society and Heritage people in choosing his judges and figuring out who his short lists are going to be, then we actually can come out okay on this. Because that's the most important thing.
I agree.
And does it scare me that this guy has his finger on the button? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if we get the right people around me, I think we can survive this. If Hillary gets it, man, it's going to be, talking about 12 years in a row of left-wing judges.
Can you see, we're up against it, but can you see him popping his head in the room at one point, guys? So how do you undo the button press again? I may have, right? Hey, really quick, Rick, tell people where they can get a hold of you.
RickGreen.com is the easiest place. RickGreen.com. If you want our Constitution class, you can go there or go to ConstitutionAlive.com. Just definitely check out PatriotAcademy.com and get your kids trained. 16 to 25 year olds.
Thanks for being with me, Pat Rick. I so much appreciate
you. Absolutely, Joe. God bless you, brother.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.